A lot of companies are switching buildings, and that is leading to a sort of recycling problem. It's not about garbage, but about architecture and the huge empty retail spaces known as big box stores. When a retailer in one of those big boxes moves or goes bankrupt, the company and community scramble to reuse these vast empty buildings. Sometimes the structures sit vacant for years. From Chicago, NPR's Ann Hawk reports.
Walmart is all about size. Huge buildings, huge profits, and a huge range of options for consumers. Another feature of the retailer that's sizable is its team of employees devoted to filling empty Walmarts.
We actually have a department of real estate professionals whose sole job is to re-tenant those stores.
Mia Mastin is regional manager for community affairs. She says there are about 200 vacant Walmart spaces across the country. She's quick to add that a vacancy is a sign of the company's growth. It means the store moved to a bigger location. But it's medium-sized boxes, too small for a super Walmart, too big for a mom-and-pop hardware, that can be hardest to fill. Susan Silver is a commercial broker for Millennium Properties in Chicago. She's got 7 vacant Kmarts she's been trying to revive since that company's bankruptcy. They're scattered through Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Iowa.
And usually they're in the wrong part of town. That's problem number one. And the condition is poor. I mean, they're not in great shape. The parking lot is in bad condition. The stores look tired. They need to be updated. And so a lot of times when the retailers will come look at it, they think, not only am I paying top dollar for this real estate, I've got to put $60, $70, $100 per square foot in to retrofit the space to make it work for me.
Sometimes it's easiest to raise the structure altogether, but even when the property's in excellent shape, it can be years before there's a new occupant. Take one of Silver's properties in West Chicago, a 70,000-square-foot Dominick's grocery store. It's been lying fallow for 2 years in a shopping center at the corner of Highways 59 and 64.
This is the one of the busiest intersections in the county. There's about 44,000 cars coming through here. And it is right in the heart of the growth spurt.
Michael Quasman, West Chicago alderman, says citizens want another grocery store to move in here. Incomes are high in this community, but the homes are spread out. And retailers are often hesitant to commit when they can't, as they say, see enough rooftops nearby. But the population has doubled in the past decade, and Quasman says an empty building on a main thoroughfare gives an image of blight at a time of growth.
We have automobile dealers that are going in kitty corner from here. We have development that's going in across the street. You have 200 homes on the other corner coming in, so somebody knows that it's hot.
It's hard to say why Dominick's didn't make it here. Road construction limited parking access for a while, and there's another Dominick's not too far away. Businesses often want to prevent a competitor from moving into the space they vacate. But with the city's urging, Dominick's is now considering a competitor as tenant. A banquet facility once expressed an interest in the property, and in some cases, it's the bingo hall or recreation center that's the most realistic replacement. Scott Carr works for a group called Inland that manages Dominick's property.
I think the biggest difficulty is that reality check for the municipalities in that, gee, this isn't going to be a $40 million grossing grocery store. It's going to be a medical center.
Some communities are considering ordinances to require demolition of buildings that sit empty too long. Cities are usually eager to find a use for the space that generates sales tax. Sometimes getting dollars to flow from an empty big box space is just a matter of mixing creativity with a dash of blind faith. Susan Silver, the broker for Dominick's, was once showing a vacant restaurant, Handy Andy, a little larger than Dominick's.
And I got a call from somebody who wanted to lease the entire Handy Andy space and turn it into a restaurant slash volleyball court slash basketball court slash club. I thought he was, you know, I was like, okay, it seemed crazy to me, but what the heck? I hooked him up with the owner. Sure enough, he's doing great. And that turned the whole center around.
West Chicago and small businesses like the dry cleaner next to the empty Dominick's are hoping Susan Silver can work that kind of magic on the lot at the corner of Highways 59 and 64. Ann Hawk, NPR News, Chicago.